And huge news, if you haven't heard, this is what everyone's going to be talking about this morning. Mike Baird has announced his retirement. The Premier broke the news via Twitter less than an hour ago. And to explain the shock announcement, we've got 2SER's political expert, Rod Chambers, on the line. Rod, good morning, mates.
Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, let's start with it. He's retired. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's been a bit wrong-footed on this one. He has made some murmurings before that, he was only in this for not for the long run, but for a good run sort of thing.
Right.
He never actually said that he wanted to be in politics for life. Maybe his father's career put him off that. Who knows? But it looks like he's done a little bit of thinking over the summer break, and a bit like the Bob Carr announcement. Some years back where, he's over a glass of Chardonnay looking over the harbour or something, he said that, well, that's, I think I've had enough and I just want to sail off and do something else. So,
oh, there you go. Yeah. Is there a clear reason? Is he given a clear reason as to why he's retired?
Well, he just said, he thinks he's made a difference. He wanted to make a difference in politics and then he wanted to move on. It's been 10 years. Maybe he's been looking at the 10-year period. Mm-hmm. It's mid-term. It gives the new premier time to establish him or herself, and mm-hmm. probably herself, in the role. He's doing the right thing by the party. And also, it's probably a good time for him to move into a highly paid position, perhaps in the finance-related sector.
Who knows what will happen there. So yeah. You mentioned there a she is possibility. Who do you think will take over in the short term?
Well, you'd have to say that the deputy, Gladys Berejiklian, is the best positioned person in the party. She was a contender when Barry O'Farrell resigned.
Right.
She elected not to run in the end because Mike Baird was running and, she's been doing all the right things. She's moved into the Treasury portfolio, seems mm-hmm. to have done a good job there. She did a quite good job in transport.
Yep.
So, and reasonably high profile, quite a good performer. So it'd only be if there's been some enemies made in particular factions within the Liberal Party that she wouldn't get in, I would think. So, yeah.
Now, if I can, mate, I'll get you to gaze into that crystal ball you've got. What does it mean long-term, do you think, for New South Wales as a state and for the liberal side of politics?
Well, who'd have thought when... Was it this time last year when Mike Foley became...
Opposition leader.
And we're all thinking, who is Mike Foley? He might actually fall over the line, mightn't he?
Wow.
Well, just think about it. The Liberal and National parties have had a particularly bad run last year. The council amalgamations did not run very well with the electorate.
Mm.
If you recall, there's now a Shooters and Fishers party that's taken a plum National Party seat in the Bathurst Orange area, and the Greyhound issue was another one that they
peered certainly ruffled some feathers, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of things going on in the transfer area too. I don't think that the light rail is going particularly well to Randwick. The times that you're going to have to take to get from Randwick is going to be longer than buses, and it's not going to take as many people and not be as often. So, why are we putting up with all this, problems with the roads up in George Street and keeping the city in this state of chaos? So there's probably more to come from there as well, and maybe he's just thought, look, I'm not up for this. Well, I might as well go out when I can.
Yeah, right. Okay. What does it mean, looking at sort of narrowing our focus a little bit here, what does it mean for his electorate? He's up in Manly, is that right?
Well, he said that he's going, yes, he is, he's in Manly, and he's done a lot for his electorate. He said he wanted to do that. That was his goal. He's a keen surfer, loves being in Manly. Perhaps he just wants to love being in Manly,
yeah.
And doesn't want to cross that bridge anymore. and
he's sick of the commute getting to work.
Yeah,
the one
yeah,
man who could do something about the transport problems.
Bridge. I don't know why you do something about that. But three lanes. Who builds three lane bridges except us here in New South Wales?
Absolutely.
But you know, he's. They've had a problem. You know, the National Party's had terrible ructions with their leadership. So hopefully they can have some sort of a. Well, hopefully for them, they can have some sort of a reasonable transition. And it sounds like he is giving them the opportunity to have a good transition. I mean, there's a few other contenders apart from Berejiklian and Andrew Constance, who's currently doing transport, and a few others. Just slipped my mind at the moment.
What about the seat? The seat itself, is it likely to remain with the Liberal Party, or do you think Labor could snap it up, or even you know one of the other parties?
It's hard to see Manly going to either of those parties, depending on the candidate put up, of course, I suppose. If they put up a divisive candidate, anything could happen. But it's pretty much blue ribbon territory up there. I can't imagine the Northern Beaches going anyway but to the government, unless something else happens. But yeah.
Now, if you have just joined us, we are talking about Mike Baird. He has just in this last hour announced his retirement via Twitter. I'm talking to Rod Chambers, our political expert here at 2SER. Now, to finish up, what does it mean for Mike's big projects and the Liberal government's big projects at the moment? We've got WestConnex underway, the Barangaroo development, things like the lockout laws, council amalgamations, there's so many. Are they still likely to go ahead or be sort of booted, do you think?
I don't know that if it's someone like I don't think any of the contenders are particularly in favour of changing the agenda. It's hard to say really, but certainly the council amalgamations seem to have bogged down in a lot of a few legal problems. Some of them amalgamated, some haven't. So maybe they will, you know, perhaps get a bit of a hands-off approach on that. And the ones that haven't worked, they might try and just somehow sweep that under the carpet and leave them alone. If there's some particularly feisty councils, why drag out the agony? You know, leave them alone for the moment if you're wanting to have a smooth run to the election. You know, the lockout laws, they've relaxed them a little bit, but you know, you'd think that the lockout law, that kind of an approach, is a circuit breaker rather than a permanent solution, and that's probably what they need to look at for those sorts of things. I mean, I think the latest relaxations of an hour here and an hour there seems to be just you know fiddling with the on the outskirts of the thing. I mean, if you go up to King's Cross. Place is dead on Friday night now. It's like it's killed it. And yeah, I don't know what the business, commercial community up there are saying about it. I know the residents are quite happy because they've got a lot of quiet streets back. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're a city without any sort of entertainment now, you know, precinct. So that's certainly a problem, and some of the other issues too, as you say. Well, I think the Greyhound has been dealt with. dish liquors are back in. As long as that's been regulated properly, it shouldn't rear its ugly head again. And and as far as the WestConnex goes, well, that's sort of kind of tied in with federal funding, and that may be going. There may be more adjustments to that, but it's hard to see it not finished. You know, there's so much been done. So,
And Rod, just to finish up, just remind us, how far are we away from our next state election?
Well, it's about 2 years, according to my reckoning on the back of an envelope. So,
there you go, incredible.
Yeah, so it's about halfway through the term. So
right in the middle. There you are. Well, Rod, thank you so much for joining us on the Daily today, and thank you for imparting your wisdom upon us.
Oh, look, great talking to you, Adrian.
There we are. That was Rod Chambers there, our political expert here at 2SER.